On this Monday, let's check the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse in Chicago. Planters would like to be rolling across the Midwest, though it looks like there was some pretty good rainfall in the eastern part of the Corn Belt. Can you tell me what conditions are like today and how they'll change over the next week or so?
Yeah, well, thanks, Todd. With assessing the rains here over the weekend, some of the most significant rainfall fell actually here across Illinois, especially the central portion of the state, where totals ranged anywhere from 1 to 4 inches, even a few isolated higher totals. Yesterday into today now, things have cleared up a bit, although there is going to be some rainfall, more on the light to moderate variety across the northern sections of the Midwest here today. And looking out for the balance of this week and even on into next week, in general, from a rainfall standpoint, much of Illinois in the eastern Corn Belt will see near to above normal precipitation. Some of the wettest conditions, though, will be in states such as Michigan. But for Illinois, with these rains, again, it's kind of typical for this time of year with these systems coming through every few days or so. One thing's for sure, it does not look to be any kind of exceptionally wet pattern. But all in all, the best conditions for planting will be out across the western Corn Belt. But here in Illinois, in the eastern belt, things look okay. They're not great or ideal, but then again, they're not problematic either. And definitely a far cry from a year ago, which was exceptionally wet already at this time.
Okay, so not too bad here. However, in other parts of the globe in the Northern Hemisphere, things have not been so great. Can you tell me about those dry conditions that stretch from France all the way to Kazakhstan?
Yeah, especially over the past 4 to 5 weeks, we've seen dryness intensify across Europe and Western Russia. As we look ahead over the next few weeks, there is going to be net contraction of the dryness or improvement in the overall situation. Our highest confidence for significant rainfall to help improve yield potential for winter crops, as well as adequate soil moisture for summer crop planting, those are in countries such as England and France and Germany. That's where the highest totals will be. In the Black Sea region, in countries such as Ukraine and then southern Russia, and Romania, Bulgaria, that's where rainfall is a bit debatable. It looks like there will be some improvement in the dryness there, but in a place like the Russia winter wheat belt, which is also their corn growing area as well, that's where rainfall coming up looks to be a little more debatable and more uncertainty there. So again, from a high level standpoint, it looks like there is net improvement, but once you start to drill down into these regional areas, especially the Black Sea region, then how much improvement coming up over the next few weeks? That's looking more uncertain here today.
Hey, thanks so much for keeping up on all the weather across the planet. We do appreciate that. Mark, we'll talk with you again next week.
Great. Thanks for having me, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He is in Chicago, Illinois.